Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Fall. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart strikes out. One out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson takes first base on ball four. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabrielson moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gabrielson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Rosnovsky reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosnovsky moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall is 0-for-1 in the game. Fall takes first base on ball 4. Masanori Murakami now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields the ball and throws to Murakami covering. Safe. Rosnovsky scores. Kessinger moves to third. Fall moves to second. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Kessinger scores. Fall scores. Landrum goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosnovsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gabrielson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabrielson moves to third. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rosnovsky is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Orlando Cepeda pinch hits for Masanori Murakami. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Schofield reaches third base with a triple. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schofield scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Abernathy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Estell now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield misplays the ball. That's an error on Schofield. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gabrielson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hazualu pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alu is hit by the pitch. Tito Fuentes pinch runs for Hazualu. Willie Mays pinch hits for Ken Henderson. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tito Fuentes now playing second base. Willie Mays now playing center field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemens bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rosnovsky hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estelle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to second. Bob Priddy now pitching. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Bob Priddy. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Hyatt reaches second base with a double. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hyatt moves to third. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hyatt scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Schroeder pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-4 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.